Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. Talak is a Hebrew word that means to push forward, to break out, to come mightily, or to go over. This Thursday's message will unlock the mystery of Talak and God using a prophet to help a Christian progress and move ahead in life and ministry. Today you'll be encouraged to believe in the power of God demonstrated through a prophet that he has sent to direct and bless you. You'll learn all about the power of prophecy and how to prosper through receiving your prophet. Enjoy the word.
2 Chronicles chapter 20, more than you can carry. I said more than you can carry. That is the theme. Now, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me very clearly, and he told me beforehand, but I'm understanding it a bit more, that this convention is a convention in which many predominantly financial miracles are taking place. So I want you to be fully alert. In fact, next year, we are going to have the same more than you can carry convention. Amen. So I want you to be alert because a special more than you can carry anointing in this place. Remember, there's a song they sing, Iradie Mabao, don't let me go empty handed. Somebody had a vision when we were, listen, somebody had a vision. And some people were carrying things in articulators. So, please make sure you are one of the people who is taking a lot of the blessings home with you. I said, make sure that you take home more than you can carry. I see you taking home more than you can carry. Amen. 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 More than you can carry. So God is giving us a very major financial breakthrough in this particular convention. Other miracles are taking place, healing miracles. We've had some wonderful miracles every night. First night, one outstanding miracle was the girl who could not see the blackboard, and she had to ask teacher what she was writing, and the Lord opened her eyes and she was able to count fingers way up to the back there, which, you know, we had an optician, and even today I looked in my ophthalmology textbook. I went into my library and I looked into my ophthalmology textbook to look at certain things about the eyes and the tests that are done for eyes. God is healing more eyes and is going to heal more eyes, and we need to understand what the Lord is doing. Amen. So we thank the Lord. And tonight, I want you to be open for more than you can carry along with you. Every step of the way is a miracle for you. As I preach, miracles are taking place. And the Lord wants me to tell you this because I believe that it's going to help you. I believe that there are angels here. Amen. And in particular, one night, the Lord told me that he had given me another angel to accompany me in my ministry. As I minister, he would also minister alongside. Now, something happened in the room in the night. There was some kind of movement in the room. It was in the middle of the night. And as soon as that happened, the Lord spoke to me and told me this is what was going on. Now, I was really wondering what, you know, at a point I was wondering, you know, are these things scriptural and so on? But if you look at Psalm 91, don't turn your Bible, just listen to me. If you look at Psalm 91, verse 11, today I was listening to a song, somebody was singing a song, and when the person was singing the song, I said to myself, this sounds like the Amplified Bible. So I checked from the Amplified Bible, Psalm 91, verse 11. And when I looked up Psalm 91, the one we know is that he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. All right, but the Amplified Bible says, he shall give his angel a special charge to accompany you, to preserve you, and to defend you in all your ways of obedience and service to the Lord. Amen. Are you listening to me? He shall give his angels charge over you. And there's a word there in the bracket, a special charge over you, to accompany you, to preserve and to defend in all your ways of obedience and service. I want you to be open, because you are going to go away from this place with more than you can carry, in every sense of the word. Amen. So let's get into the word this evening. Yesterday, we continued to share about more than you can carry, and we looked at the first step to more than you can carry, which is to believe in the anointing that is upon the man of God. And today we want to continue on the same subject, because I don't think we can even finish the first step to more than you can carry this year. We have to continue next year and the year after, if the Lord gives us grace. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And they rose early in the morning to the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye talak." Do you remember?
Yes.
Yesterday we studied two important Hebrew words. Remember this story? The Bible tells us the king Jehoshaphat, he was a spiritual king. He got into trouble. People were attacking him. And that's real life. The Bible says the days of man are few and full of trouble. All right? But he says, "I will be with you in all tribulation and all troubles that you go through." So in verse 25, they obeyed what the pastor said. And look at what happened. And verse 25, "And when Jehoshaphat and his people," are you with me, "came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with their dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, and it was so much." Amen. Amen. This is a convention for financial abundance and blessings. As one of the main things God is also doing healing miracles and all kinds of other blessings. But I want you to take note of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because we cannot do anything apart from what He's telling us. Now, yesterday, I was sharing with you that you need to believe in the anointing on the man of God, or even to believe in the man of God is a simpler way of saying it. But it is not just believing in the man, but to believe in the anointing that is on him. You see, it's the same as believing in the man of God. Because you're not just believing in a man, but you are believing in the man because the anointing is on him. In other words, you believe in the anointing. At least if you've been to class 4, you'll be able to understand what I just said. Amen. How many have been beyond class 4? All right. Now, I want you to understand that there are two words there. The first word is aman. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established, which is the word aman. Do you remember?
Yes.
All right. And what does aman mean? It means to, I didn't get you, to build up, to support, to foster, and to nurse. All right. To foster as a parent, and also to nurse. Now, you see the words, English language, the English words, or even all languages, the words change in their meaning as the years go by. So the words there sort of give you a different impression. You know, believe in the Lord your God, you'll be established in life. You know, that is, everything will be okay. You have a house, you have a car, and you'll be established. Then believe in the prophet and you will prosper. You'll become rich. That is what it looks as though it means. But when you go a little further, you go a little deeper, you will find out what the word of God is saying. Now, believe in the Lord your God, and then you will be a man. Which means you will be built up, nurtured, fostered, encouraged, nursed. You will have parents. That's what parents do for you. Now, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall talak. T-S-A, for many of you who are not here. How many were not here yesterday? Give me a wave. Okay. Now, talak, T-S-A-L-A-C-H, talak. It means to push forward, to break out, to move, to come mightily in ministry, and to go over. And the next one is to be profitable. Many people are doing business, but it's not profitable. I know many people who do business, but it's not profitable. When you really calculate everything, it's not profitable. But today it will become profitable. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? Now, what God is saying is that believing, you do not have to get to the point where you just believe in a man. Because that is dangerous. Because a man is a man no matter what he does or says. He's still a man. So it's dangerous to just believe in a man. Is that not so? Yeah. On the other hand, God works through men. So unfortunately, you still have to believe in a man. So the safety in talak is in the fact that you are supposed to believe in God and also believe in the man of God. Now, I gave you an example yesterday, and I said that I was brought up in the Scripture Union. My Christianity began in secondary school. I was nurtured by the Lord in Scripture Union. I grew up reading my Bible, praying every day, having my quiet time, speaking in tongues, faithfully. And I had been doing all these things growing up in the Lord. Then the Lord gave me a man or certain men to come into my life in a more specific way. And even though I had been preaching and teaching the word of God as a Scripture Union member, as a leader, my ministry, which I believed long ago that I was called. I can remember when I was doing my A-level, I believed that I was called to serve the Lord. Way back there. But there is a certain coming mightily forward, pushing forward in life, in business, in anything that comes by believing also in the man of God. Now that is where many people have a problem. And this is what God is trying to help us with tonight. Amen. He's trying to show us, you see, because the pastor had stood up and said, you won't need to fight. That is the reason why when they were going to war, they put the choir in front. Normally, you don't put a choir in front. Do you want to kill them? Do you want to kill the people? Why do you put a choir in front when they are going to war? And in those days, they're fighting with swords, spears, and what have you, throwing knives and so on. How do you put a choir in front there? It's very dangerous. When they charge, what's going to happen to the choristers? Ladies, young girls, people who love the Lord, out there in the choir, in front of the army. What are you talking about? But that is what they did. And Jehoshaphat stood up and told them, he said, Jehoshaphat was a new king coming under a lot of pressure. And he stood up as a church member, an ordinary member of the congregation, The pastor was Jahaziel. He had spoken. And he stood up as a member of the congregation. And we need congregation members who will stand up and speak to other congregation members and say, listen, believe what the man of God is saying. Listen, do what God is telling you. Listen, listen to what the man of God is saying. It was an ordinary member of the church. He stood up and he said, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. That means you will be encouraged, fostered, you will grow up, you will be built up. Normally, as a Christian, it's supposed to be built up. Everything is going to go on for you nicely. But believe in the prophet or the man of God and you are going to have a major push forward in your life. I see you having that major push in your life right now. You will come mightily and you will move forward in life. You will move out of that one room that you live in. Mightily, 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 mightily. You move out of being a tenant to becoming a landlord. You'll be renting houses. You won't just come. You will come mightily, 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 mightily. You'll be pushed forward to join those at the front. Those who sit at the gates. Those who are the gatekeepers. You will be one of them. The gatekeepers are people who must be saluted when you are entering a particular city. And there are some people in every nation, in every city, are important. They must be acknowledged. They must be saluted. They must be recognized because of their importance in the city. And God is making several people here of great importance in this city and in this nation. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? And so God is telling us that the two things have different effects. Now, I'm going all over this because I want you to really be in the flow, because I'm teaching. You see, I really want you to catch what God is saying. And that's why I'm going over, because I said all this yesterday. Now, you realize, and I give myself as an example. God sent me several different men of God to be a blessing to me. Luckily, I didn't meet anybody who would criticize those men of God to me before I met them. The criticisms of those men of God came after I had met them, so it was too late. I had already believed in them. And I said yesterday that this is the reason why there is no man of God in the world who does not have bad campaigns, bad stories, bad reports, stinking stories going on about him, whisperings, thoughts, ideas. There's nobody. I thought, for instance, one of the men of God whom God gave to me to believe in was Papa Hagin. I thought nobody would ever criticize him because I couldn't see. You see, because I saw him so good. I thought, what bad thing can this man of God do? Until one day, it was in Geneva. We're going to start our church, and I went to greet a certain man of God. He was a pastor. He had a church. And I went there to say hello to him. And then he found out that I believed in God and I had faith and I knew Papa Hagin. He said, you know Kenneth Hagin? That man is very, you know, a dangerous person. I said, why? Then he started to say all sorts of things about him. Then he took this book, a fat book as fat as this, written about only one man, Kenneth Hagin. It's called A Different Gospel. I was going to bring it, but I didn't find it. I don't know where it is, but I have it somewhere. A Different Gospel. Only about it. Then not only did he give me the book, but he opened a page and told me that I should read this place and I should see. I said, thank you. And in fact, he gave me more than one copy. Of that book. He was evangelizing me. Be careful. The devil wants to cut you off. Because you see, like I gave the example, I was praying and praying one day when the Lord anointed me specially to teach the word of God. That's why we are here. And it was through Papa Hagen. Get the tape. And supposing I was to believe some of these things, I would be cut off. I wouldn't be here. Because I was listening to that man preaching. I just loved and loved it. I remember there was a tape he preached. It's called The Greater One. He was preaching in his Bible school. The Greater One in You. Oh, you see, at the part, side two of the tape, he just speaks in tongues a lot. God is going to help you. Oh, I would play it and play it and play it. And I was just being blessed. That was when I was just falling in love with him at that time. I was in secondary school. And I just loved it and followed it. And God anointed me through that. And so, through a man of God, I've come mightily into the ministry. Oh yeah, that's why we are here. I can feel his anointing here tonight. And so today, God wants you to open your heart. That's why I said there is a campaign to cut you off. There are people here, many people here, including people who even play the organ in church, who had bad stories about, they wouldn't even have come to the church before they even had a chance to meet me. Yeah. Some are even playing the piano. If it's not, you just keep smiling and just look ahead. But God wants to cut you off. He wants to cut you off. He wants to cut you off. He wants to separate you. He wants to cut you off. And you see, it becomes more and more difficult because you sometimes see men of God, or sometimes you see things that are, you can see that they are some way. And many of the accusations that are leveled against men of God, some of them are true. So you become confused. It becomes more and more difficult to believe in any man of God. Very difficult. When you go back to Papa Hagen's days when they were preaching in the 40s, great men of God, some of them were drunk. Some of them were drunkards. Very anointed to heal. And they'll be boost. One guy was even arrested for drunken driving during his convention. Like, let's say I'm coming for convention, I've been arrested for being drunk and driving on the way to the program. So you can understand. So you can understand why people find it difficult to believe in men of God. You see, so if you are able to, like in Jehoshaphat, believe in a man of God, and you are believing in the right man of God, you shall be pushed forward mightily in life. Upstairs, I see many of you being taken forward by the Lord, by His Spirit. That is why God wants you to have a church. Have a man of God. God gives everybody a man. Oh yes, I believe so. God has given me men that I can learn from, and I have learned from, and I still learn from. And I admire. And I have no time for those stories. Book. A pastor. Today, he's not even preaching. He was imprisoned for something. And recently I heard his wife came to town with her boyfriend. Papa Hagen is still there, 83. He's still preaching, still ministering, still doing the work of God. People are sharing books. Sharing books. Showing pages. Showing how this one is wrong. This one is... Let me tell you, just avoid talking about any pastor. Just avoid it in your life. Just say, when they start talking, say, excuse me, I've got a running stomach. And then just go to the toilet immediately. Oh, yes. Today, that pastor who gave me that book, the first time I heard of him, he had been in prison for, I think, beating his wife or something. The next thing I heard of him was that his wife, with her boyfriend, had come to town and they were going back. Yeah, for holiday. This was a church I attended. I saw the pastor preaching. Congregation, largest church in the town. Was sharing criticism, printed criticisms. And me, when I opened the book, I could only see. That is the place where I saw a particular thing about Papa Hagen, and I was even sharing with Reverend Saki this evening. I could only see a good thing in it. Oh yeah, because I believe he's a great man of God. I believe it with all my heart. If these people had not gone that day with the choristers in front to go forward, can you imagine what would have happened to Jehoshaphat? His whole life would have been different. He may have remained as a king. The battle may not have come on. He may have remembered. Things may not have. Or he may not have gone. Or he may have been killed. Tonight, my message is entitled The Mysteries of Talak. Number one, the mystery of respecting God by respecting his men. People, the mystery, when I say the mystery of Talak, is like, why would God use a man and trust things to a man? Jojo, do you understand what I'm saying? Why would God use a man and trust great things to a man? A man whom God created and knows that the man is a fallen man. It's a mystery. But that mystery is the mystery that you have to come to grips with. That you have to respect what God respects. You have to accept what God has accepted. If you do not accept what God has accepted, you are not accepting God. If you reject what God has given, you will discover that you have actually rejected God. And you must respect God by respecting his man. Anybody who does not respect my wife does not respect me. From the day that I chose her, there were many sisters, I chose her. Of all the sisters, I said, this is the one that I'm going to marry. If you do not respect her, you do not respect me. And so that is why nobody can say a bad thing about her to me, neither from my family. And there are some husbands, by the way, whose relatives come and say bad things about your wife whom you have married. You must not entertain such relatives. You must be careful to point out to them that this is the person I have married. And if you are coming here, whether you are my sister or you are my mother or you are whatever, if you come here, you must respect my decision to marry this particular person. And if you are coming to cause confusion and trouble here, there are two doors, one through the kitchen and one through the other way. Find your way. Amen. Because when you don't respect his choice, you don't respect him. You are saying that he's a fool for marrying that person. People come and say that he's using all our brother's money. To be better to hear dogs barking than to listen to such things. Amen. When you do not respect if I have chosen somebody to be a pastor in the church, you better respect him. There are people who think that, you know, and that is one thing that I have never done, and God help me never to do that. If I have put a pastor and I said, this person is the pastor here, you cannot go around him and come to me and you think that I will support you instead of him. You must be joking, because I didn't choose you to be there. If I thought you would have been a pastor, I would have appointed you. But I appointed him. And I put him there to be the pastor. And I will not sacrifice him for you. You got to respect my choice. Because I take time before I appoint pastors. And I pray about it. Jesus appointed his disciples. He prayed all night before he appointed them. I know why. So before you find yourself speaking against somebody that I have said, this person is a pastor in our church, I've appointed the person, be careful. Because you will discover that as far as I am concerned in this church, in some churches it may not be so, but in this church, if I say you are here, you better respect that person and flow. If you don't respect that person and flow with it, it means you do not respect me. I have told people this many times. They thought, oh, you know, he's doing this, and you know, he's not like you. And so I said, listen, I have put him there, and he is the pastor there. He's not perfect, neither am I perfect. If I was there, you also find things about me that you don't like. I have seen all these things before. People think that they are criticizing somebody, but they wouldn't criticize me. I know that the next one will be me. The next bullet is for me. When you finish firing him down, you turn your gun towards me. Did you not read these people? The children of Ammon and Moab, they went to fight against the children of Mount Seir. When they finished, they fought themselves. A fighter is a fighter. And he fights those outside, he fights those inside, and kill everybody, and kill them, and just die. Amen. In 1 Samuel, we are going to do a bit of reading and look, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7. The people, Samuel was the judge. He was a prophet. He was a judge. You know, he was dealing with the people. But the people didn't want him. And look at me, everybody. And Samuel was very sad. And Samuel said, oh, the people have rejected my children from being pastors. And you know what God told him? I want you to look in verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee. They have not rejected thee. They have not rejected thee. That was why Samuel was worried. They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Notice this. Notice this. This is the mystery. You see, this is one of the things you must have before you can believe in. And I'm telling you this because I want you to believe. If you are in this church, you must believe in me. If you don't believe in me, you should leave the church and go to a church where you believe in the pastor. And it's something I encourage people to do so that you can be blessed. There was one lady, she came to my office once, many, many years ago. My office was then my room, actually. It was just the hostel, few people, nursing students and so on. So she came in, she sat there, and I was talking, and I said, okay, I finished talking with her. I said, let's pray. I prayed for her. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for her, blah, 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 blah. Amen. And I lifted up my head like that. And I looked at her. Then something said to me, ask her. And I asked her. I said, I called her name. I said, so-and-so, do you believe in this prayer that I prayed? She looked at me and she said, no. Then I said to her, listen, I think you should be in another church. You don't believe in me. Her mind had been poisoned. I said, you don't believe me. I think you should go to another. And she did. She went to another church. And many years later, she wrote to me and thank you for helping me. Yeah. Together, chalak. I don't know where she is or what she's doing now. But you must realize this. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. When you are actually rejecting the man. Sometimes the man can't feel sad. But God said, don't feel sad, pastor. Don't feel sad, man of God. It's not you they are rejecting. They are rejecting me. Don't feel sad, pastor. It's not you they don't respect. They don't respect me. I see it all the time, sometimes in branches. Sometimes people feel that, you know, this pastor doesn't preach the way you preach. He doesn't do things the way. And what people don't realize is that when you are rejecting the person, you are rejecting me. It's a mystery that in rejecting just that man of God, you're rejecting God. God said,
They've not rejected you. It's me they've rejected. Someone was so... It's one of the sad things in this world is to be rejected. Very painful. People don't want you. They don't respect you. They don't love you. I told one pastor, leave that church because they don't love you. They don't respect you. They've rejected you. But he didn't believe me until they threw him out. When they threw him out, then he believed what I was saying. So I told him, I've been telling you all along, I know the people, they don't want you. Second mystery, the mystery of the unimpressive vessel or socket. It's a mystery. Maybe we won't read. But I'll just tell you. Listen carefully, everybody. Why does God use unimpressive people? Why? Starting with Jesus. Born not at Kolebu Teaching Hospital. He was not born in the Royal Cromwell Hospital where many government dignitaries are taken for medical treatment. Christ could have waited for Royal Cromwell Hospital to be created. Mount Sinai Hospital, Beth Israel Hospital in America, the best conditions, so that even they could have done a cesarean section and everything would have been okay. There would have been no problem with the birth of Christ. Nothing messy. He was born in a manger. His training, he was not a lawyer. There were lawyers. Paul was a lawyer. There were doctors. Luke was a doctor. But Christ, carpenter. The mystery of the unimpressive vessel that God sends. It's a mystery. And that is why many people cannot receive it. They look and they say, ah, but you, I know you. That's why there are not many people of my age group, even sometimes even from schoolmates, very few. But several years down the line, let's say 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, then you have many other doctors who believe in me. But those of my, they couldn't receive it. But we know you. You, we've seen you struggling. Exams. We saw them washing you on the ward. We saw when you were hustling, sweating. We saw when you were afraid. We saw you when you were a human. And you say you are what? Pastor. Goodness gracious. They could not believe. The mystery of the unimpressive vessel. Starting from Jesus, not only... Peter and others, fishermen. Christ didn't seem to. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. That is why Jesus preached that he was anointed. That's why I tell you that I'm anointed. That's why I tell you that God has anointed me with the healing anointing. And God has anointed me. That's why I'm telling you about the angel. That's why I'm telling you about the miracles that are happening even as I'm preaching. Because I want you to believe it. Because you see, when Jesus started his ministry, he started by preaching and telling people that he, though a carpenter, was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to preach deliverance to the captives, the giving of sight to the blind, and the setting at liberty of all them that are bruised. This was his first message. Papa Hagen had a vision. And in the vision, he was telling Jesus, Jesus was telling him that whenever he preaches, you tell people that he's anointed. And he told Papa Hagen that that was the first message that he preached. And that everywhere, new place he went, that was always the first message that he preached, that he was anointed. And if the people believed in the anointing, they would receive. But in some places, they didn't receive. They couldn't believe it because they knew him from home, a carpentry, and so many other things. So you realize that in some places, the Bible says they were angry. Another place says they were offended at him. They said, is it not Joseph's son? Is it not Mary's son? But we know this guy. Oh, what are you saying? We know his brothers. We know his house. We saw him having running stomach. We saw him when he was going to school. We know him. So when he stood up and said, there's an anointing. There's an anointing to bless.
to heal, to deliver.
From where? We've seen you teaching all the time. You say there's anointing to heal. How? That is why maybe some people here may not receive the anointing to heal. That is upon me. But maybe when I go somewhere and I stand and I say, they may just receive it. That's why probably some of the greatest miracles that we've seen, I've seen them outside. And so Jesus told Papa Hagin, everywhere I went, that was the first sermon I preached that I was anointed. Because he was so unimpressive. He had to say it, and if they believed, amen. Amen. Now, there's a very famous scripture we all know. I want everybody to be alert this evening. Jesus said, one day, people will come to the gates of heaven, and some will be turned away. And some will be turned away, and Jesus will say to them, go away. When I was naked, you didn't give me clothes. When I was in hospital, you didn't come to visit me. When I was in prison, Christ in prison, you didn't come there. When I was hungry, no food, people would say, you see, that's the Lord at the gate of heaven. And people say, when were you naked? At which stage of your life? What sickness did you have? I would have come to visit you in the hospital. When were you without clothes? I mean, at which stage? Were you so unimpressive? It's a mystery. And that mystery is that God has chosen to use an unimpressive something to bring great things to you. Amen. Look at me, I'm also a human being. I fall ill just like you fall ill. I'm subject to all frailties and humanities just as you are. I will die just as you will die, unless Jesus comes. Lord, when were you naked? When were you thirsty? God is bringing blessings to you through somebody whom, the way he comes, prisoner, naked, thirsty. I thought you would have everything if you're ministering to us. You see, people, let me tell you something. God can bless you, and God blesses you through what he has chosen. And people will not understand when he sends somebody who looks so queer, outcast even from our society. You see, the people that I moved with when I was growing up, that's JY and other people like that. When I started my Christian, what do you call it? I was totally cut off. I became nobody's friend. Every single type of half-caste people and people, some people whose mothers were from abroad, and so all those type of families, those were the type of people that I used to move around with. I used to spend time Tesano Sports Club, swimming, playing squash, doing all sorts of things, horse riding. Those were my sports. But when I came into Christ, and somehow some of these activities, not that they are wrong, but it just couldn't fit into my Christian lifestyle, it got cut off. Everybody thought I was weird. That's why people have called me Jim Jones. One of my lecturers in the university is now a professor. He said I was Jim Jones. He told my mother-in-law that boy is Jim Jones. He told my mother-in-law and my father-in-law that boy is Jim Jones. When they went to ask him for a venue to have a wedding, that is what they told him. Because they have, and you should see, sometime when you come up to the office, ask them to give you pictures of how we looked like in 1988. You can understand when Jesus said, "I was naked and you didn't receive me. I was not wearing clothes. You couldn't accept me. I was hungry, so slim. You couldn't receive me." Look, can you see this here? This thing here. That's a socket. Can you see it? Those of you on the other side, you can see another one here. It's covered by this thing, but you can see white on the wall there. If you want power, real power, this thing there can kill you. And it can kill anything you want to kill. But that's the source right there. Direct and impressive. You don't even, you just pass by. But there's a lot of power. By connecting to that thing. Mystery number three. The mystery of the connection between the vessel and the real thing. And mystery number four, the mystery of obtaining a connection. Now, what does this mean? When we say the mystery of the connection, I'm saying that the vessel which has been chosen to be used is unimpressive, but you must make a connection. Somebody should give me a plug. I think it's for something. All right. This. You see, if you want to be connected to the greatest power in Akosombo Dam, are you listening to me? You need to just connect here and you are in touch with Akosombo. You are connected. I want real electricity. I actually want the Akosombo Dam itself. Akosombo Dam cannot come here. And Akosombo Dam will not come. Unless I see Akosombo Dam, I want actual, this quite this thing that you are saying, it's not power. I want actual Akosombo. I want to see the power coming down from there. Then I will be able to connect. But this white, this and that to us, even it's broken at some place there. I don't think that. That is all you are going to get. And that is the power straight there. You are connected to power that can turn you into ashes. In one moment, by just connecting to that. When you connect to the man of God, you have connected straight to. You have connected yourself straight directly to Jehovah. That's the mystery of the connection. That's why in John chapter 13, verse 20, Jesus said, "He that receiveth you has received me. He that receiveth you receiveth me." When you connect yourself to this, you have connected yourself to Akosombo. I'm going to finish preaching just now. I'm not even going to finish all the mysteries. Listen carefully. God is showing you something. The mystery of the connection. You must know how to connect. Not to God, but to the man of God. Oh yes. I'm showing you a great mystery. The connection you are ever going to get is not to Akosombo water falling, the waterfalls and that wall that they built there and the turbine. You will never have that. What has been provided for you is what you see. That is what the rich man and Lazarus, that's what the rich man discovered when he went to hell. He said, send Lazarus from the dead. Send him to go and talk to my five brothers in case they come here. Abraham said, no. No, we don't. That is not what I said. If they do not accept the prophets and these whatever sockets that you see, that unimpressive whatever, they will never have power. If they want real salvation, the prophets are there. I've sent them, the pastors, the men of God. The people that I've called, they are distributed all over Accra. They are distributed in the nations. They are distributed everywhere. If they want to be saved, they better listen to those guys. Amen. But if you want something to come, Akosombo to be transported here, or Bondam to be brought here, it's not possible. They will not rise from the dead to come. God has not chosen. God has chosen that by the foolishness of preaching, men should be saved. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You must therefore understand and overcome all human difficulties you have with the concept and connect yourself to the man of God that God is giving to you in your life. Overcome your difficulty, please. Because you see, me, I'm a man. And I've connected myself to the man that God has brought. Recently, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just this year. And I was just watching Papa Hagen in admiration as he was ministering. I remember one morning I went back to the hotel and I began to weep. I don't normally talk about these things. I wept like a baby. And as I was weeping, God showed me that it was all through that man and through the anointing on his life that I was where I was. And God took me back to 1988 when I was soaking in the word and how I learned how to preach and to teach. And God showed me that that was what I wept and wept and wept and wept. Anybody who can make that connection is going to go forward mightily in ministry, in business, in whatever. God, yesterday we prayed for those millionaires. And I'm changing. I'm not going to call you brother so-and-so or whatever it is. But I'm not even going to call you so-and-so financing ministry. I'm going to call you millionaires. I'm going to give you that name. And you are, that's what you are going to become. Believe and make that connection. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it to you. I don't know what I can say to you. But if you can make that... Look. No matter who you are. You see, as many as received Jesus. Amen. It was so difficult for so many people to receive Jesus. But as many as were able. Jesus said, blessed is he that is not offended in me. Blessed is he. But as many as could receive. That's why as I'm standing ministering, there's a woman who has a baby who has no tubes. No tube. There's no way she can become pregnant. But she has a baby. Through the anointing that is on my life. But if you can believe it, make that connection. You make that connection sometimes by joining a church. You make that connection sometimes by listening to tapes. You make that connection by sometimes knowing the person personally. You make that connection by sometimes being close to the person in the spirit by soaking in, like, I don't know Pastor Hagen personally. I've shaken his hand once. That's why he doesn't know me. I mean, I don't know him physically, but I'm connected in the spirit. Charlie, that's why I'm here. That's why you are here. And that's why there are angels here. And that's why the Holy Spirit is here. When you can connect yourself to the socket, Charlie, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. Hey! It's a mystery. Is it not? Just a man. Just a man. But he that receiveth you, receiveth me. That's what Jesus said. John 13, 20. Go read your Bible when you go home. He that receiveth you, receive me. You receive me. Then Jesus said, he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Hey! That means Jesus was saying that he that anybody who received Jesus is receiving God. It's a mystery. It's deep. You should get the tape. Play it at home. Something is going to happen to you. I want to give you just one last mystery. The mystery of the unannounced interchange. Now, what do I mean by the unannounced interchange? You see, when God is working through a man of God, listen to this. This is also a mystery. Please. This is the last point. I could go on, but I sense I should. This is enough for you to chew for a long time. The mystery of the unannounced interchange. There are times that the Lord interchanges himself with the man, but without giving you notice or informing you. So, there are times you think you are dealing with the man, but suddenly you find out that you are dealing with the Lord. And when God is working with the man of God, or sometimes with a prophet, so it is no more the man, but it's God. So sometimes it's just a man. If you see me sometimes with my wife doing certain things or at home, I'm not in the spirit. And don't think I'm in the spirit. I'm not in the spirit at all. Don't come ask me to pray for you or do anything like that. It won't work, all right? But at other times, you understand what I'm talking about? I'm in the spirit. Bible says that when he was in the spirit on the Lord's day, it changed. So there is this interchange, and sometimes it's the man, you don't know there's a man, then it changes to God, and changes to man, and changes to God. There are times that I've talked to people, it wasn't me talking, but it was God talking. And there are times that I will speak to you, I'm not the one talking, it's God who is speaking to you. It just changes like that. Pastor, is what you are saying in the Bible? Remember something, listen carefully, please, upstairs, everywhere. Remember when Paul was persecuting the church? Was going around, beating the church members, killing people, killing. Christ met him on the way and threw him down. Stop that crazy nonsense right now. Paul said, who is that? Who are you? Go read your Bible, Acts 9. He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. You were whipping me just now. I don't like to be whipped. You can't whip God. In a moment, you were whipping a man. In another moment, you were whipping God. God said, no, it's not. I don't like it. Stop it. Stop it now. Stop it now. You are no more beating. You think you are beating man. You are beating me. You are beating me. Stop it. Who think they are breaking walls of human beings, churches? They will soon discover that they are beating God. I am Jesus. I am Jesus. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Still the persecuting, killing. He killed 1, 2, 3. Then the interchange took place and it was Jesus. I said, no, I'm the one you are beating. Stop what you are doing. Stop what you are doing right now. I don't like it at all. At all. You will die just now if you make it up. Paul became converted immediately. One day I went to somebody's house and I remember I was just talking, just casually. And I said to Paul, well, you did well. You've been visiting. You really visited your people. God will give you a car. But you see, that wasn't me speaking. That was the Lord speaking. And the next day or a day after, or whatever, a couple of days, whenever, somebody just said, have this car. But you see, at that moment, it was the Spirit of God that was speaking, said this. At that moment, you wouldn't even see. Listen carefully. I remember we asked for people to come here to pray some time ago during the last phanerosis. And if you have a problem, you can see Reverend Saki. What particularly like to be prayed for, see Reverend Saki after the service. Tomorrow and Sunday we'll pray for you specially. And there was about 10 of them there. And I just began to pray for them. And you see, somebody, God gives those things to people to benefit all of us. Sitting right on the stage, the Lord opened her eyes. And as I was ministering, as I was walking up and down, she just suddenly, her eyes were open and she saw Jesus also walking behind the people. Like that. Then the Lord Jesus moved onto the stage. Listen carefully, softly. The Lord Jesus moved onto the stage. And as I began to lay hands, the Lord Jesus moved into me. And then she couldn't see me anymore. And it was the Lord Jesus who was laying hands on the people. One after the other. One after the other. Unannounced interchange. It had just taken place. And it was the Lord who was ministering. And one person testified that when I laid hands on her, she felt such a strong that she said, this is not a man. It's not a man.
That was later. This is not a man ministering to me. It had just taken place. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think you are dealing with a man. That is why you behave the way you behave. That's why you believe the way you believe. But God is telling you that. It happens all the time. 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 These are the mysteries. But if you can somehow, you know, most of us feel that if we were alive when Jesus was alive, we would have believed in him. But it's not true. Because we are behaving the same way now. He's here now. He sent another vessel. And as unimpressive as myself or as your pastor, wherever. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Stand to your feet, please. God wants to bless you through a man tonight. He wants you to believe in God and never stop believing in him. But he said, believe in my prophets that you would chalak. I see you pushing forward now. I see you pushing forward out of difficulties. I see you pushing forward out of crisis. I see you pushing forward out of your pain. I see you pushing forward. Baratasa baradala. Bredele brobusa brikabare. Madase indede kerbena lalam brodo shindele brevene devre devre. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lift your hand and just receive God's blessing. More than you can carry home. More than you can carry home. More than you can carry with you. More than you can carry, more than you can carry, more than you can take, more than you can carry, more than you can carry. Creso da vredelushi brede se fregele grusite dele do flede rabala de blesi blejeke devlo dola brezendere. Oh yes, please forget about who is around you. Lift your hand and just receive from the Lord more than you can carry. I see God filling your arms with more than you can carry. More than you can carry, more than you can carry, more than you can carry, more than you can carry. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your presence here. I see you walking up and down this place. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Bere bede breke breke da brovele de brecede. Toflo sobro barade le breve de breke de breke de brede le brede brede le brede le brede le brede le. Ele bro bolo de bro dolo bro dolo bro dolo bro dolo bro dolo bro de pele de de le pele de de le de le de de le de de le de de di bolo 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 vire le 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 arre bele de bro dolo bro dolo bro bro de le vire de le mole de fre de le 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 Shagamara, but a sombolo verde, predele verde, predele verde, Oro Bruno Rocobro, Crebrecale Bredele, Prevena Brevalade, Ponto Sombolo Brocotele, Oh, Lodromo, Shimereca, Verde 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 Verde. He's all over this place. 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 He's all over this place.
He's all over this place. He's all over this place. He's all over this place. Oh, 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 oh. He's in your life now. He's in your home now. He's in your life now. He's in your situation now. He's in your situation now. He is in your situation now. His eyes are on you now. His eyes are on you now. Every day, 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 Let it soak in. Let it soak in. Let it soak in. Let that revelation soak in. Let it soak into your mind. Let it soak into your spirit. Let it soak in now. Let it soak in now. God is teaching you something. He's telling you now. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. They have not rejected you. They have rejected me. But he comes the liver and the least and the little. They break out the number of people over, 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 over. He delivered the limbo for the leader. Then the king for the liver and the pan 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 and the pan. They have not rejected you. They have rejected me, says the Lord. But you don't know what I'm going to do. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. But you don't know what I'm going to do. He will be nigger. 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 He will be I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. Whom thou persecutest. Because the groom will say that. He can fuck a baller. He the love of man. The kind of this is about a day. He not alone. He the man. He the priest. He the man. He the man. He the man. He the man. He the God is pushing you forward. He's coming mightily now. You are coming up mightily now. Receive it. Believe in God. Believe in His prophet. Believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in God. Please believe in God. Believe in His prophet. Believe in His prophet. You have more than you can carry home tonight. You have more than you can carry home tonight. Only Krumu Fakaleri Lolo. You have more. You have more. More houses and more cars and more land. Yeah, more peace of mind. Very no sum de literale. Yeah, very no no problem. Yeah. More is coming. More is more. I hear the Spirit say more. More anointing than you can live for. I don't look at it, proceed. More grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. Very noble, every day, every day. Be
More contractor. I hear him saying contractor. More contract than you can handle. More contract than you can afford to handle. Don't rub his head. More is yours. More for you. 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 More for you outside. More for you. More abundance. More money. More than you can handle. More than you can carry. More than you alone can use. More grace. More work.
More than you were dreaming about. More than you were dreaming about. More than you were dreaming about. More. 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 More is yours. More is yours. More. 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 Take more now. Take it now. Bukali. More. 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 More glory. I hear him say glory. More glory. More beauty. Grosse, 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 grosse. Whatever your desire from the Lord right now, just place your hand on your heart. I want to pray for it right now. Father, everyone has a desire. Everyone has a need. Give them more than you can carry. They can carry, Lord. More than 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 they can carry. Carry, Crasso, Shigales, Bese, Pastors. You see it. You see it. You see God giving you a church. A mega church. I want you to come. You see God giving it to you. Come. It's something that is a vision for you. You see it. Pastors. Pastors. Just pastors. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. God is giving it to you. God is giving it to you. Receive it. Take in a deep breath and just receive it, 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 receive it. Fubaladase, Fubaladase, Fubaladase. Vejebrekevra Banadra. Receive it. It's yours. Believe in it. Believe in God. For there are at least four of you here. You shall stand in congregations that are bigger than what you are seeing here now, tonight. And you shall minister to them, and you shall pastor them, and you shall lead them. Bobrekebave, do preseverede, provelede, 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 predelebra, vadalido, profusege. The Lord will do it. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. The Lord will do it. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Take it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Walk in it. Walk in what the Lord has given to you. For Vajaba, for Krisi. Make it possible, Lord. Make it possible, Lord. Make it possible, Lord. Very dale, 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 vada, lava, 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 lava. Make it possible, Lord. Make it possible, Lord. I see the Lord carving out something in you. I see the Lord molding a vessel within you. Molding you, molding you, molding you, that you may carry a great anointing. Yield yourself, yield yourself, yield yourself. Bufada habrada lade, that you may carry that glory that I have destined for you to carry. Yield yourself, yield yourself, yield yourself. Davadishe kepro fukakarada kada kada lide dibredese chemulada. You have a shop, okay? Let your shop be blessed from today. Be blessed from today. Be blessed from everybody who come to your shop from today. May they find their way to your shop. May your shops multiply. More shops. More shops. Shops and shops. Be blessed. More than you can carry. 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 Kebreke, kebreke. I'm praying for your shop. Your shop. Your shop is blessed. Your shop is blessed. Your shop is blessed. In Jesus' name. If I pray for you, you can go back to your seat. Bring your car keys with you if you have it. Bere no moronda. If you have a taxi, come. After I finish praying for these people, I'll pray for you. Contracts. Receive it. Contracts. 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 Be blessed. Be blessed. More than you can carry. More than you can handle. May you have more than you can hold, and you can even control. Bereciche, bereciche, more, 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 more. Ho ho ho! Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. More contract than you can. You turn them away because you can't. Bechigili bromose, muchigili brekebeche. He believed give me more than you can carry, more than you can carry. I see. You know. Lift up your hand. I can see God giving you more than you can carry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More than you can handle. More than you can handle.
Okay. Bishop, this young man had pain in the right side of his pelvis, and then which affected his whole leg. Said that he couldn't move the leg properly, and when he sat down, it was difficult to get up. But tonight, as the prayer was going on, he felt something move down. And then the pain just disappeared.
Why don't you give the Lord a better clap offering?
Hallelujah.
You are clapping as if you are sick. Brother, what happened to you?
I was feeling a severe pain in a right pelvis and a calf for about 3 years.
Right pelvis and calf. Yeah. Where's the calf?
Yes, no. Please.
Okay.
No, but I've said this science.
Science?
Yeah.
All right. Let's come upstairs. This is a science student. It's a science. And the pain, what couldn't you do when the pain was there?
I could not sit down for a longer period. When I sit down for about 10, 15 minutes, I have to get up and walk around before I could be able to sit down again to do whatever.
For how long has this been going on?
for 3 years now.
3 years?
Yes.
Brother, go and sit in the pastor's chair for 10 minutes. We'll call you. Huh? Clap for him. Hallelujah. Next
Hallelujah.
Person.
Bishop, when this lady came to church, her right eye was completely closed. Her right eye.
Hey.
It was completely closed. She couldn't see from that right eye. I mean, it was closed.
It was closed.
But as you prayed, that it began to open. The eye is beginning to open now.
Give the Lord a clap offering. What was wrong with your eye? Her eye was closed.
It was completely shut.
Who knew you? Who knows you? Eric. Who? Eric. Did you see her before the service? What was wrong with her eye?
He told me, I went to his place and he told me that.
You went to where?
Her place.
Her place, okay.
And I saw her. She cannot open her eye.
Oh, please.
Why are you people like that, eh?
So I went to his place to visit her and I went there. I mean, the eye cannot open.
The eye was completely closed?
Yeah, closed.
Have you been to a doctor?
Yes.
And what did the doctor say?
They were on strike.
Are the doctors on strike? Huh? The doctors are on strike. Nurses are on strike.
Because the nurses are on strike, work is not going on, but the doctors are working.
The doctors are working.
The time she went, that was when the doctors
were on strike, and your eye was closed. So before the service, the eye was totally closed.
Yeah, not totally, but I couldn't see well.
You couldn't see well. You could see something. What could you see?
Okay.
What couldn't you see?
Maybe if you are coming, I'll see you, but I won't see your face.
Close this. So you couldn't see up to about where? You could see people's faces up to about where? About somewhere here? Could you see? Can you see my face?
Yeah.
Can you see the people?
Yeah.
But at first you couldn't see. You could see up to where? Show Brother Eric. Could you see Brother Eric's face when he came to visit you? All right. Do you believe something has happened? Do you believe or something has happened?
Yes.
Something has happened.
Yes.
Really?
You can see a change in the way you see with that eye.
Yes.
She said what?
No, she attends Anglican church.
She attends Anglican
church. She decided to come here today.
And you invited her?
Yeah.
Brother, receive the anointing in Jesus' name. And you can see now. Now, I want you to count my fingers. All right, close the other eye. So you could see, but you couldn't see like my face. You couldn't see my face. Okay, ability to count fingers at a distance of 6 meters. 6 meters. Henry, run, measure. Inability to count fingers. Where's 6 meters? Hey! Brother, is that 6 meters? That's 6 meters. Ah, it's very too far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 meters. 1, 2, 3.
Optician is here.
So it's not 6 meters. Okay. Close the eye. How many fingers?
5.
You sure the other eye is closed?
Yeah.
How many fingers?
2.
Wait. Sister, so you couldn't see this before?
Yeah.
Can you see my face?
Yes.
Do I look nice? Yeah. How many fingers? Close the other eye. Pastor Eddie, close her eye. Maybe she's cheating. How many fingers?
10.
Wow. When you go to the hospital, this is how they'll check your eye. Optician, is it not true? Where is the optician? Optician. How many fingers?
10.
Look.
6.
6. How many fingers?
Five.
This is that.
Let me come back again. Some people are not sure.
And you couldn't do this before.
You couldn't do this. Can you see my face?
Yes.
Do I look nice?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Eric, come. Let's see whether she can see your face.
And Christopher Momudie. Oh.
Now, who? Okay. Who is Henry? Come. All right. Hide behind. Close your eyes. Who is in front?
A certain man.
A certain man. Okay, come back. Come in front. Go in front. Who are you seeing?
Eric.
Eric. Give the Lord a clap for the shout.
Oh, Lord Jesus. And Christopher Mumpadia.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout and a clap of praise? Father, thank you, whatever this disease is or has been, thank you that it's permanently cured in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Are you ready to hold on for the Lord?
For 3 months, this young lady had neck pain. She couldn't turn her neck from side to side. And tonight
pain.
She's been healed. She can turn her neck without pain.
You couldn't turn your neck.
Yeah.
Really?
For 3 months,
I could turn my neck, but I used to have difficulty in turning. I had to turn around before.
Turn it like this, please. Turn it like this. And then turn it like this. And then like this. No, turn your...
You have to turn your whole body.
And you have to turn your whole body like this.
Before.
Really? When I was praying, you know, for the sick, I really felt somebody was being healed in the neck of something.
Did you hear
like
that? When Bishop was saying something, you didn't hear that one.
The neck.
But he mentioned specifically that somebody was being healed in the neck.
So turn your neck.
Turn your neck.
No pain? A slight pain at the back there.
Okay.
Turn it this way, the other way, and back. And you couldn't do that before?
She couldn't do that before.
And this you couldn't do before the service.
You had to turn like
the
this.
The whole body.
You had to do what?
I had to turn.
To turn
body.
Like this, to look.
Yes.
She had to turn herself like that. And the Lord has healed her tonight. What are you saying? Come on, hey!
Bishop. She also believes she's been healed of a peptic ulcer. She had a peptic ulcer.
Had a peptic
and she believes
ulcer.
She's been healed.
She's been healed. How many believe that she's healed tonight? Father, thank you for wonderful healing in Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bishop, Jesus has done a tremendous miracle for this lady tonight. I tell you, she's been married for more than 20 years with no child. Doctors diagnosed her of having totally blocked tubes. She had an operation last year with still no child. But tonight, Dr. Jesus stepped in and did his own operation on her. And she felt her stomach loosening as Bishop prayed. And she knows that it is over. She knows.
Give the Lord a clap offering.
She knows.
You believe that God has touched your life?
Hallelujah.
Well, we have had many people who have testified. Many wait for the actual baby to come, but she believes that she's healed and she has come. How many believe with her that she's healed? Oh, Father, thank you for a blessing and an answer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for her, for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody else?
Please.
This
come.
Lady has been to the doctor. She had a growth which seemed to be like a polyp at the end of, or the tip, or the opening of her womb. And
uterine polyp.
Cervical.
Polyp.
And she herself could feel it. Tonight, as you prayed, she felt that the thing was shrinking. So we sent her to go and check. She checked, and it has indeed shrunk.
Now, listen. She had a cervical polyp. That means a growth, a tumor on the cervix. Do you understand what we say cervix?
More or less.
The womb. A polyp is like something that has like a neck like that and it goes like this. Like that. That's a polyp. And long.
This one was a long
one. This one was a long one. And what happened? What did you feel when we were praying? That is when she was being prayed for.
She felt a severe pain and then she fell under the power.
Wonderful.
It was German me na kesi nuni wahi achunye ni.
She felt that the Lord was wiping her.
Ni a try na kesi growth e be German don. On feel like kesi nuba e chami. Agbele mani maso.
E be German don. Hello.
Efebibio.
Efebibio.
Na mi kemi angeli without that inye mafo. Shija e shija meda.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Pastor Eddie, can you explain it to them?
She was saying that as the prayer was going on, she felt a very severe pain where this particular thing that has already been described was. And then she felt that whatever that thing was being worked on by Jesus Christ.
And she fell down.
And she fell down in the process. So when she woke up,
Jesus,
she felt that she should go and check and see. And then when she
so
tried,
the doctors asked her to go and check in the bathroom. She went to check.
The
and
thing has shrunk.
It has shrunk. It's disappeared.
And she says that doctors have told her that with that thing there, she can never give birth. But now, the way it is now, she feels that the Lord has put her.
Listen, let me tell you something. There are some miracles, right? When they happen, it must really alert you to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the person had a growth, okay, something was grown there, and then it shrinks. In fact, she said it's not there again. And when you ask her, she said that it became very small. And we have had several cases like that where it begins to shrink, and it's going to completely disappear.
Hallelujah.
That is what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you give the Lord a mighty clap offering? Father, thank you for a miracle, for children, for answers to our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Leave her down, please. Don't struggle with it. All right. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Prayer. All right. Let me hear Auntie Joanna's testimony. What is Auntie Joanna saying? What happened to her? Brother, what happened to you?
Hallelujah. Auntie Joanna wants me to say it now, but she's been having irregular menses.
Okay.
For some time now, and she believes that God has healed her tonight.
Healed her.
I believe that she will come forward.
All right. Let's all stand to our feet, please. Thank the Lord for so many wonderful miracles. Brother, what happened to you two?
You had a fight? Yes, and my left arm got this thing.
Your left arm got what?
The joint here got weaker. Only time that I tried
dislocated shoulder.
Yeah.
Dislocated shoulder.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anytime that I tried to do any exercise, I feel the pains. But this day, as you were praying.
He had a dislocated shoulder. Who did you fight?
Pardon me.
Who are you fighting? Are you a boxer?
No. I don't know how to put it.
Somebody annoyed me.
Somebody was annoyed.
Trying to beat him.
Are you
a certain macho man attacked me to fight with me. And I don't have to leave him so that he win me. So I had to fight. Those times I was in the world.
That time he was in the world.
Father, thank you for the healing. Dislocated shoulder. When your shoulder comes out and comes down, it's dislocated. Dr. Antefo,
right.
Is that not so?
That's
so
right.
He had a dislocated shoulder, and since his shoulder was dislocated, he always has a lot of pain there. And what happened tonight? The pain is gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Move your arm.
Yeah, I can move it right now. Yeah, I'm here.
Move it up and down. Up, down, up, down, up, down. No pain? Any
no
pain?
No pain, no pain.
No pain?
Yes.
Come on, give the Lord a mighty clap offering. That is a miracle. Thank you, Jesus, for a miracle. Amen. Father, thank you for a wonderful miracle of healing in the womb in Jesus' mighty, mighty, perfect name. And everybody said amen.
God bless you for listening to this message.
visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.